You are now on the Mount Fenouillet, in a site that is interesting both for its dominant geographic situation as for its history. Indeed, it is also a sacred place of cult and pilgrimage. The Mount Fenouillet is a culminating point with its Christian cross, which used to be located in the city of Hyères. This mount belongs to a small mountain chain called Les Morettes. Its summit constitutes a small Provençal molehill, or even a lookout which has played an important role in the life of local people since prehistoric times, that of watching over the alluvial plain and its rocky wooded hills. But let's go back to its origins. It was first inhabited by a Celto-Ligurian tribe who occupied the coast and the whole Gepo and Real Valley. The tribe had chosen this elevated location in order to better defend itself against frequent enemy attacks. Since time immemorial, this place has always had a religious designation and has been maintained or fought over with the same fervor or intolerance by the local population. Later on, this lookout constantly watched over the small city that grew up around the Gapu. At its summit, Mount Fenouillet reaches 291 meters above sea level between La Croix and Hyères-les-Palmiers and offers a remarkable 360-degree panorama. On Mount Fenouillet, you will find exceptional fauna and flora. Many species of birds nest in the undergrowth and maquis, in particular members of the crow family, such as the magpie or the Eurasian jay, as well as a great number of smaller sparrows such as the wren. On your path, you will see heather, oaks, and strawberry trees, as well as fennel, after which the Mount Fenouillet was named. This slightly sugary aniseed-tasting plant used to be grown in La Croix. Indeed, it is worth mentioning that in 1840, a distillery located in the Pourpre area started to produce a liquor called Fenouillet, a venture that continued until 1918.
It is also nearly impossible to talk about Mont Fenouillet without mentioning its hermit. There is a piece of folklore in La Croix which dates the appearance of Fenouillet's hermit to 1880. He apparently came down occasionally from the mount, followed by his donkey, to get food from the villagers. And according to those who saw him, he was dressed in blue countryman's overalls and sometimes a rough cotton shift. People said he spoke with a southern accent. He lived at the summit of the mount for about 20 years and is thought to have died in 1895. The wild natural heart of Mont Fenouillet is also home to a sanctuary dedicated to Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows, as the elders called it. Indeed, since 1311, there was a chapel at the summit of the mount, then called Our Lady of the Seven Sorrows. In the 12th century, Queen Sancha of Sicily founded a little convent for a small number of pious women, who, under the name of Beguine, lived there until it was attached to the Almanar Monastery in Hyères. Unfortunately, during the revolution in 1789, the Hermitage and the Fenouillet Chapel were abandoned and fell into ruin. However, some years later, from 1835, the inhabitants of La Croix started to climb the Fenouillet every year in order to thank Our Lady for saving them from the cholera which claimed so many victims in the country. From then on, the popular fervor never diminished, and every time something happened that threatened to close the sanctuary, a surge of goodwill rose to rebuild it. Between the end of the 19th century and the end of the 20th century, there were four attempts to profane it, each time devoted supporters rose to restore it. Today, the chapel can be both an object of devotion and a charming discovery on a family walk. This chapel is one of those that were erected in Provence in honour of the Virgin Mary, and for which the Provençaux show a very specific devotion and pride. Numerous votive offerings line the walls of the sanctuary. These marks of gratitude are the best testimony to the trust the Crolois have in the Lady whom they rightly call the Saviour of Christians.
If you wish to visit it, the chapel is open every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon and from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., except in case of bad weather and during the summer because of the fire risk.
Text by Sylvie Brunati Abad, Toulon, Provence, Méditerranée, with its regional and European partners. Also in cooperation with the company Audio Visit.